food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you ever wonder if you should be swallowing all those vitamins, minerals, protein drinks, energy drink boosters? I mean, there's a long list that we all try.
A lot on the shelves when it comes to supplements, especially with dealing with nutrition and sports. So today we are so glad to have Lisa Dorfman with us, and she has been in the field for a long time. She has several books and articles about this, so we are just very lucky to have her here with us. Her sports nutrition rap sheet is a mile long. She's not only an accomplished runner herself, there's even an Ironman in there if I'm not mistaken, but she's a personal nutritionist for hundreds of high school athletes and teams, professional athletes, including NFL, NBA, PGA, the list goes on, and even Olympians. And she's also a mom of three. How she has time for all that, we have no idea. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen today.
Thank you.
We are very excited to have you. And let's start right away with the supplements. Nutritional supplements for sports is a huge thing. Are they there to support our success, and are they really necessary?
Yeah, you know, supplements is a big topic, and you know, whenever you say the word supplement, it means to supplement something else, especially in the case of dietary supplements. So with sports nutrition or sports performance, you always want to start with food first. And so in order to know if you need to supplement, you need to assess your food intake. And so those supplements will either help you to meet your daily dietary needs for optimal health or help perhaps to enhance performance, make you go longer, make you go faster, give you energy that is probably in there somewhere because we all have some stored energy. Sometimes it's more difficult to access it for the, you know, for the types of sports and the type of activities at the intensity we like to do.
Well, the challenge I have is, okay, am I getting enough, too much? What am I overdoing, underdoing? Not just for energy, because I never have a problem with energy except around 10 o'clock at night, then I'm like finished. But I want to be able to sustain it or repair and rebuild whatever I've, you know, overdone when I've been running and biking or swimming or whatever. So what are the sports supplements we should be looking at?
Well, sports supplements come in different categories. So energy is relative to different parts of your body. So there's brain energy, getting enough fuel to the brain, typically in the form of carbohydrate fuel. And that's a whole, you know, radio show in itself, you know, the type of carbohydrates. How long you want those carbohydrates to last. Do you want quick sugars or long sugars? Sometimes, though, we need that little extra kick. And so, you know, caffeine has had its share of negative publicity, but the truth of the matter is just a spot of caffeine, and there are formulas for that you could look up online, but caffeine has some performance enhancement benefits, not only for the brain to make you feel like, gee, I woke up to exercise this morning, do I really have the energy to do this? But also caffeine helps to spare muscle glycogen, those carbs that you were told to eat the night before, you know, you were going to train. It helps you to spare those and use more fat as an energy source. So there's some good benefits, performance benefits, if you will, to caffeine. Now, the problem is there's all those energy drinks, and, you know, U.S. is on steroids, you know, figuratively and relatively.
Yeah.
But we always seem to overdo things, and that's to your point, Ellen. You know, and I hate to use the cliche moderation, but we got to know what our personal limits are. And, you know, it's weight-based with caffeine. It's feeling-based. You know, do you get the jitters? Jitters are not good for sports performance. Probably number two, which probably should have been number one, is, you know, energy is also relative to how good you feel. So if you're eating well and you get a wide variety of foods, you're more than likely, and of course we could look at the whole quality of food, you know, situation, but more than likely if you eat a wide variety of foods, you'll be getting the vitamins and minerals you need on a daily basis and enough protein. And, you know, even those vegetarians, including myself, get enough protein on a daily basis. Protein is in practically every food.
That's such a good point. I feel like a lot of people forget that, but I want to, you know, repeat what you said. Most people do get enough protein. So there are a ton of supplements out there that encourage you to sometimes take, you know, 3 grams per kilo of protein when you do the math of how many scoops per day they mention you should be taking. So that's not necessarily the best, right? Like you said, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
I love that point, and again, every point that we're making could be a show in itself. Protein,
I can't tell you
how many athletes overdo protein. Protein is not generally used as an energy source. You need it for your immune system and health and muscle building, and you know, but excess protein is stored as fat. So it's the antithesis of what most athletes would like. And you could get protein everywhere. I mean, you could get it in a handful of pistachios. You could get it in, egg. You could get it in almond cheese. You could get it in soy milk. There's so many places that you could get protein from. The only food groups that really don't have protein are fruits, per se, and oils. So other than that, you're probably going to get enough protein throughout the day. The key is the timing. And so you want to make sure those protein doses are not in a 16-ounce steak, but as we say in Miami, poquito a poquito, little by little, throughout the day. So protein, yes, caffeine is typically overdone. And those vitamins and mineral supplements are typically consumed. Oh, B vitamins give you energy. Let me take a handful. I heard D is really important for, you know, my bones, and we're not getting enough these days. You know, let me get, you know, so many thousands, you know, of a dose. But there are guidelines. There are places to go online. And there are free resources. The Office of Dietary Supplements has a free newsletter and website and mobile site. And so there are very good guidelines as to what our needs are. Now, if you're really pressing it to the edge, if you're training in, you know, hot climates like South Florida, or very cold climates, I just came from a cold climate, those conditions or altitude will break down your body in a way that you might need more. So in addition to maybe not getting that wide variety of foods or doing, you know, lots of traveling or chasing after kids or, you know, we don't always eat right. And so, you know, do you take that multivitamin as sort of insurance? I say no. I say let's assess what you're eating and let's find the vitamins and minerals. If we can't get it through food, then let's isolate it and let's give you what you need to make up the difference, rather than just overshooting on everything.
I agree with you 100%. I tend to tell a lot of people when they come to me with their bag of supplements, I always joke with them at first and say, wow, you must have some really expensive urine because, you know, all the water-soluble vitamins that you're taking extra will go right to your urine. So all this money that you put in will be coming out. But I love all your advice, and I think the protein points you made today are extremely valuable for everybody, professional athletes and just everybody that's working out on a daily basis. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. I want to send everybody to your website so they can learn more, and that's foodfitness.com. And look for her books. She has several books. Legally Lean's a really good one on sports nutrition strategies. Remember, guys, you can always come to RadioMD.com to find us in our past episodes. And in the meantime, remember to always eat well and stay well.